Yesterday we did the beginning of Shin Yud. We actually went from Aleph through Vav, but we skipped an important Mishabura in Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel discusses the Mila knife. So the Mila knife, the knife used to do the Bris Mila, is officially listed in the beginning of Shin Ches Aleph, I believe. Yeah, Sakin Shel Shchita O Shel Mila. The Mila knife is listed in Shin Ches Aleph as being Muksa Machmas Chisaron Kis. High level Muksa, can't move it at all. Not Utsach Gufo, not Utsach Makom. Now, what did we know? That the mitzvah of Mila is Docha Shabbos. Baby's born on the 8th day, everything is normal, whatever. So they do a bris on Shabbos. So, what's with that Mila knife? So, obviously, you can use the Mila knife to perform the bris on Shabbos. The question is, after the bris, meaning, what is the status of the Mila knife for that Shabbos? So, there's a big machlokas rishonim, machlokas achronim. There are those that say that when is going to be, now, they compare it to shofar, but it's, as the post can point out, it's not a fair comparison. Because even after I fulfill my mitzvah shofar, every single Jewish male in the world is chayev to hear shofar above the age of 5 on Rosh Hashanah. So even though I did my mitzvah, there's very likely other Jews in the world who have not yet fulfilled their mitzvah, and in theory I can blow for them. And therefore it could very well be that the shofar does not become muksa at all. There's always people, there's millions of people that need to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There aren't that many babies who need a bris on any single Shabbos. And it's very likely that if you're a Moel and you're invited to do a bris, so this one bris that's being taking place that involves you on Shabbos. So, what?
You're talking about shofar of Rosh Hashanah, it's not muksa shofar.
Well, it could be that the shofar, it's not muksa because you need it for the mitzvah, but after you finish the mitzvah, one could say that on Shabbos it's muksa, right? On regular Yontif it's muksa. Rosh Hashanah is not muksa because you're using it for the mitzvah. But what about after you did the mitzvah? So maybe you don't need it anymore. Maybe it is muksa. Okay? But the bottom line is that the shofar is needed all day, and there's always people who need to hear shofar. But when it comes to a bris, there's only one baby that needs a bris this Shabbos. Okay? Maybe there's another one. They didn't invite you. You're not the Moel. They found another Moel. So what's the status of the Mila knife? If there's no bris to Shabbos, it's muksa machmas chisaron kis, high level muksa. What if there is a bris to Shabbos? Does that mean that this Shabbos is not muksa machmas chisaron kis? Because when Shabbos comes in, right, usually the defining point is Ben HaShemashas. Ben HaShemashas, I know I need it for tomorrow. So I need it for tomorrow, maybe it's not muksa. Or one could say, no, it is muksa, you just have a right to use it for the bris, and once the bris is over, boom, it becomes muksa again. So the Ramah over there in Yoredeya, Reish Samach Vav in Hilchos Mila, says you're allowed to carry the Mila knife even after the bris, even though you don't need it anymore, because it wasn't muksa on Bein Hashemashos. Why wasn't it muksa on Bein Hashemashos? Because this Shabbos you need the Mila knife. This Shabbos you're allowed to move the Mila knife, and therefore it's not muksa at all. Okay, the Maharshal is Meikil, there's a Ramban, there's a Bein Yerucham, there's a Maharshal, and there's a Ramah. On the other hand, the post can bring down the Maharil, says you have to drop the knife. Don't drop it on the baby. You have to drop the knife. There's a Maharil, there's a Taz, there's a Gra, and they say, no, it is muksa this Shabbos like every other Shabbos. And Bein HaShemashos, it's also muksa, and it's muksa the entire Shabbos. You're allowed to take the knife to do the Mila. But after the Mila is done, it goes back to being muksa once again, and you're not allowed to move it. Now the Shach over there, the Nekudas HaKesef, he wants to say, he has some sort of compromise opinion, and he says that it's not that it's not muksa at all, and you can carry it around and go on a parade and carry it to Shul for Shachas and Mincha and Shal Shittis. That's not what it means. It means you can move it, you know, put it in a safe place and then leave it there. But not that you're allowed to like it's totally, you know, hefker and it's like your sitter, you know, it's not your sitter. Okay, the Magen Avraham has a consistent opinion all over Hilchos Muksa. He holds once it's in your hand, so then you're allowed to do with it whatever you want. Now that becomes complicated because in the course of doing the bris, okay, I haven't been to a bris lately. I try not to get a front row seat, but in the performance of the bris, the Moel has to put down the knife in order to continue to do the whole everything he needs to do over there. So that's all discussion. the fact that he's holding it, the Magen Ram says he can do with it whatever he wants. Can he hand it off to somebody else, and that someone else now is like in his place and can do with it whatever he wants? That's a machlokes. Suppose he brought down here in the issue. Okay, let's see this quickly in the Mishnah of Katan Tezvav. Kosavataz izemel shamal bo b'shabbos the mila knife ein l'tazelo achar amila. The taz holds after the mila, becomes mux again. Da muxu machmas chesaron kis. The other makir shalosh tamish bel davracher. You're not going to use the mila knife for anything else but mila. Udelo kamei kilim are not like those who are lenient l'tazel. So we tante mux l'chatzi shabbos. We learned yesterday about a concept of it's not mux l'chatzi shabbos. Okay, so therefore, there are those who want to say, "Ein muksa chatzis Shabbos," and therefore, since it's not muksa when you need to use it, so it's Shin Yud Mishaburah Sifkatan Tes Vav, second line, Kasevatatz. So there are those who want to say it's no muksa chatzis Shabbos, and since it's not muksa when you need it, it's not muksa at all. The Tatzal is not like that. The Bein Hashmash is Gamkin. Haya Muksa Machmas Kisar and Kis. Even Bein Hashmash is Muksa. The Ein the Tatzal Ozu Shum Dover. You're not going to move it at all. Ma'akin. Afa Pisha Omed La Machal Nachas Mila. Even though you're going to use it tomorrow to do the bris. Mikom Akum. Acha Gemar Tzora Shalom. After you finish using it, Chose Isser Tiltul Shemein Hashmash. It goes back to its original Isser and its Otzer. Al Kain, what should you do? Yatznio Ba'osa Chedishu Masha. Leave it in that room. Now, the term yatsnio sounds like you're allowed to hide it. You don't have to leave it out on the table or wherever you dropped it, which is interesting. Ba'amagin Avraham in Shin Lamed Aleph Sifkat Den Hey, which we're going to get to in a few months, which is the halachos of Milan Shabbos. Maskim imogam ke beker adin. He also has maker adin that you, you know, it is muksa. You can't just do whatever you want. Achdai tu shishlah achmesh ba'od sheizamu biyado lo yanichen biyado ad sheinichen b'akam mishtamer. He says, don't let go of the knife until you put it where you want to put it. Oh, shilchen al beis. So you want to take it home, but don't drop the knife. Okay, now that's complicated unless someone else finishes the mila. It could be a combo tag team. It could be a tag team mila, which is not usually done, and is not usually recommended. The komuk should be adam etal to lo leizem akam shiyetz. Like we said by Akdishim lachdu itzer. Magen Avraham holds that applies to any muk. So once it's in your hand, you do whatever you want. Vimugan came porea. So the mila, there's the cutting, and then there's the pulling back of the skin over there. If he's porea, so he needs his hands for that. He can't be holding the knife. So chaniach izem al beit miado. He has to put it down. So now you don't have the heter of the Magen Avraham. Kasvel yirabba sheikabel acher miado. Someone else should take it from his hands. He should put it in a safe place. That's it. He did put it down, and you no longer have the heter of the Magen Avraham, and you don't have the heter. The taz is machmir. You're afraid to leave it there; it'll get stolen or it'll get ruined, whatever will happen to it. So you can be make it like the Ramah in your Adaya and the Shach over there, that you're allowed to move it and put it in a safe place. So bottom line, Mishabura sounds like he's going Lakula. Not that you could carry it around wherever you want, but that you have the right to put it in a safe place. What do I didn't have a chance to ask him, what they do practically speaking. Dershu has all sorts of discussions about it. You know, maybe put it in a bag with something that's more chashev, with a bracelet, and then maybe that will enable you to carry it around, or maybe put it in your pocket. Once it's in your pocket, so then you have a right to carry it somewhere else and put it somewhere else. I don't know.
Not in your pocket.
Or maybe it has a cover, I don't know.
I mean, they usually have a whole suitcase of...
Right, a whole suitcase of stuff. Yeah, but that stuff is not, shouldn't be, okay, I don't know, but that's not necessarily muksa. You know, bandages and medication, okay, medication is a discussion, but if it's medication that's commonly needed for a wound, so then it would be okay. He's saying they put it in that suitcase, and then it's, maybe. Right, except the mila knife, I would think, is more chashev than a lot of the other things in there. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what to do, bottom line. Mishabura says you have a right to put it in a safe place. Do they hide it in the shul in the beam and then come back after Shabbos? I don't know. I never had a Shabbos bris. Okay. had a Shmini Shel Pesach Bris, which in Eretz Yisrael, which was Yontif for the Yontif. It was Yontif for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, but it was not Yontif for the Mo. Okay, that's it. Now we're up to Siv Zayin. Okay, we did Aleph through Vav. We just skipped that Mishabura. Okay, Siv Zayin. And this is very important, actually. So Zayin and Chesed are touching on Muksa, which we've already mentioned. Touching on buses, where you have something Muksa and you put it on you put your $1,000 camera on the shtender. Now the shtender also, and you left it there on purpose. That's where you want it on Shabbos. It's safe there, whatever. So that's where you plan on leaving it. So now the shtender becomes high level Muksa, just like the camera. Okay, so we learned already the Mishnah that the stone that's left on top of the barrel, okay, the Mishnah says you could tilt it off and have it fall. Money left on the pillow, tilt it, let it fall. The Gemara explains that's only if you forgot it there. If you left it there on purpose, it becomes a buses. Buses means I want it there on Shabbos. We had an opinion, you have to want it there the whole Shabbos, only part of Shabbos, and the Stam opinion, standard opinion, is as long as you want it there when Shabbos starts, that's enough to make it muksa. Even if you hadn't in mind that some guy is going to move it or some kid's going to bang into it by accident and move it, that's as long as you want it there when Shabbos comes in, it's going to be a bus. Then the Gemara, 100 dapim earlier, on daf mem dalet amud beis, Amar Yudam Rav. Okay, this is the famous money bed. My mother-in-law, who is a businesswoman, in her office would have a bed. She didn't put money on the bed, but it was like she organized all her paperwork on this bed. It was like her work bed. So Chazal had a money bed, and the people, I guess you're a money changer, so that's your work. That a bed where they put their money. So Gemara says, "Let me read them around. Mita sheyachta lamos. You have a bed that you set aside for money. Your money bed. If you put money on the bed, the bed's muksa. If you didn't put money on the bed is not muksa. Okay, we have to know what that means. We'll see in a minute. Now, if you have a bed, but it's not your money bed, it's just a bed. If there's money on the bed, if there's money on the bed on Shabbos, the bed is muksa. If there's no money on the bed on Shabbos, the bed is not muksa, provided that the money was not on the bed during Bein HaShemashos. That means if the money was left on the bed on Bein HaShemashos, so then even if the money came a wind and blew the money off the bed is still muksa because Bein HaShemashos had money on it. If it didn't have money on it, Bein HaShemashos, if the money was not on the bed, Bein HaShemashos, so if the money is on there now, it's muksa, and if not, nah. So it's a little bit difficult. It's a difficult sugya. What do you mean? When the stone is on the barrel, it doesn't make it muksa necessarily. It only depends if you wanted it there. And if you wanted it there, then you left it there before Shabbos, so then it was there Bein HaShemashos. Here we're talking about it's not there Bein HaShemashos. It was plopped down at 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, how does that work? So Tosfos already addresses this. Tosfos says, in order for the bed to become muksa, it has to become some sort of buses. It has to be that you put it there on purpose. Now, but we're talking about where it wasn't there Bein HaShemashos. So then how did you put it there on purpose? You can't play with money on Shabbos. So Tosfos says that... Okay, so Tosfos says it had to be put there by Kavana on Shabbos itself. How does that work? So he said either a guy or a child put it there with the das of the Jew. The Jew wanted it there. And they told him to put it there, or he saw him put it there, and he's happy about it. And that would seem to create some sort of busted situation, which we have to discuss, because the Mishnah Berurah passes at least that you can't have a buses for half a Shabbos. Buses is only if it was there before Shabbos. But it's not so simple. There's a whole big discussion which we're not going to get into right now. But that's all discussion. Can a buses be created on Shabbos? Which seems to be what Tosfos is saying over here. Now, the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch kind of disagree with the Gemara. How do you disagree with the Gemara? You can't disagree with the Gemara, but this is the opinion of Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the more machmir opinion of Muksa. And therefore, they say that this chilek between a bed that's specialized for money or not special for money, they ignore that distinction. They said that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on Rabbi Shimon. There's no such distinction. No such thing. Okay? And therefore, basically, if it's there, Bein HaShemashos, it's muksa. And if the fact that it's a specialized money bed has no significance. There's no difference between a specialized money bed and a regular bed. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. He says, no, even Reb Shimon agrees to this chiluk. And it depends. If there's a, if the mon, the bed is set aside for money, the way he understands this gemara is like this. This is my money bed. Well, we have a rule called hazman. If I prepare something for use, but I didn't actually use it yet, this is my money bed. But I didn't yet put a piece of money on it, then it's not my money bed. It only becomes money bed when I put a piece of money on it. Once I put some money on the money bed, even before Shabbos, even though I took it up before Shabbos, it's now designated as my money bed. It now, that bed becomes moksha.
Even if I took it off before Shabbos.
If it's my money bed, I designate it as a money bed, but I never put money on it, so then it's not going to be muksa. Because hazman ala milsi. Preparing is not enough. You have to do something. If I said, this is my money bed, on Tuesday afternoon for 5 minutes, I put down a $100 bill on my money, my new money bed. I put down the money, this now becomes a money bed. This bed is now muksa. How muksa it is a discussion. We'll see. The Ramah holds it's like a kishim achtel iser, which is mutzah tzarku from Makomo. Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, no, it's even more than that. It's the muksa machmas chisaron kis. It's like something set aside for a specific purpose and they don't use it for anything else. And therefore, it's a high level muksa. It's muksa machmas chisaron kis. He can't even move it. Letzarech gufo Makomo. Okay, let's see that inside. Shin Yud Sif Zayin. Mita. Sheishala Mos. A bed with money on it. Or if you ain't alea ata. And even if there's no money on the bed right now. But when Shabbos came in, there was money on the bed. You're not allowed to move the bed. The bed is muksa. Shin yud siv zayin. The migu diskatzel ben hashmashos, since it was muksa ben hashmashos, because the money was on the bed ben hashmashos, it's muksa for the entire day. Hagah. Now money is a high level muksa. It's like sticks and stones. So afilu tarkufo tarch makamo. It's us to move the money, and it's us to move the bed, which is a basis to the money. Now, from the Mechabes again says, Mita Sheesh La Maos has money on it. Or even if it doesn't have money on it, but had money on it, Ben Esh Mashes. So it comes along the Bir Alacha, Diba Maslam Mita Sheesh La Maos, it implied, even if there's money on it right now, but the money was not there, Ben Esh Mashes. Mashma, if you lo ha you Maos Alea Ben Esh Mashes, also Tatla Ba'odan Alea. It sounds like the money was not there, Benesh Moshe's, but it is there now, Friday night, 10 o'clock at night, on Shabbos, Leil Shabbos. So now I'm not allowed to move the bed. So how did it get there? So, Umishkachas La, we find the case, like Tosa said, Sheinichan Eni Yehudi Otina Kamos B'Shabbos Das Yisrael. The guy or the kid put it there with the Das of the Yisrael. The Yisrael wants it there. Now, am I allowed to just flip the bed? Well, I'm allowed to flip the barrel and take off the rock, right? If I didn't put it there, but kavana, what's the status over here? The mutla nar azamos me'aleh. Can I flip the bed and have the money fly off? I am b'siman shinches if katanum b'magen Avraham shehevi deos bazeh. Over there, he's discussing the table full of pitzuchim, the shells, the muksa shells from your pistachio nuts and your bird seed and all the other things that people Israelis like to eat. The bird seed and the animal food, right? All those shells and pits and whatever, that's not edible, that's muksa. It's on the table. So what's the heter to remove it? So if it's a graf shorei, it's disgusting. Okay, so that's a heter. But what if you don't want to use a graf shorei heter? It's not a graf shorei, it's not disgusting, whatever. Bunch of yeshiva bachram, they love having shells all over the place. It's not for them considered to be disgusting. So then that's a whole discussion over there, which we have to get to, but we're not going to get into right now. We touched on it then. We'll get into it again maybe tomorrow, but not today. Anyway, so this whole discussion. Now, the Magen Avraham by the shells has four answers. But in Reish Samachay Siv Katan Beis, Magen Avraham Mashma, Shedai to note that the Lonas, the Bosses, Kim, Shal Hoyle, Ben Ishmash, the Mutalanar. The last opinion in Siv Katan Nun, which is what he says in Reish Samachay Beis, which is what most people are under the impression, and that is the Psak of the Mishabura, is that to create a buses has to be the Banish Mashos. And if you put it there, even if it's there on Shabbos and you wanted it there, it's not going to create a buses because it wasn't there Banish Mashos, and therefore you can flip it and you can knock it off and it didn't turn the object into a buses. Now, so while the money is on the bed, okay, so then when I move the bed, I'm moving the money, so it's like, so then sometimes I'm allowed to do it, sometimes I'm not allowed to do it. But if I just want to flip it to get rid of the muksa, then according to this opinion, I will be allowed to do that. continues the Mechaber. Ruah din l'kol davar heter shemunach munach alav issa. Any heter that has issa on it. That what? That there's a problem to move it, right? Also, it's out to look. Aval im ein aleh atamos. If there's no money on the bed right now, v'gam lo hoyale benesh moshes. There was no money on the bed. Then let's say 10 o'clock at night, the money fell on the bed, and then 11 o'clock, the money fell off. 12 o'clock, the bed is not muksa. Motu l'tatula, afilu yichdu l'mos, even if it's your money bed, even if you set it aside for money, and even if you put money on it before Shabbos, and even if there's money on Shabbos. You know what I'm doing? Well, no, the money's not on Shabbos. Kevan shesilk and kodim in Shmoshes, when Shabbos came in, the money was not on the bed. The fact that it is a specialized money bed has no halachic significance according to the Rif, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. Hagah, no. However, the Ramah paskins l'chumra like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Yesh Osrin biyiche the kach v'niach b'hem afa b'shesilk and b'odom. If this is your specialized money bed, you set aside this bed to be a money bed, and on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock for 5 minutes, you put down $100 bill, sealing the deal that this is my new money bed, hoping it's going to make you a lot of money. So that bed, even though the money is not there on Shabbos, that bed now becomes muksa. Okay, so that means anything that is used to hold, it's there to hold the muksa, you've used it to hold muksa. Let's take your wallet. You have a wallet, you have a tape, something that holds a tape, even though the tape is not in the tape holder, and you want to use it to put your napkins in, I don't know what, on Shabbos. That tape holder becomes muksa. It's made to hold muksa. You used it to hold muksa. The fact that there's no muksa there in Shabbos doesn't matter. The container itself becomes muksa. Your wallet. You emptied the wallet. There's no muksa in your wallet, unless you do something significant to it. That wallet is still muksa, even though there's nothing in it when Shabbos came in. That's the din of the money bed. That's only according to the Ramah. The Mechaber is Mekel. Maybe Sfarim are Mekel. Like the Mechaber, like the Rif, like the Rambam. They say there's no such din. The Gemara's din is only talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. No such halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's even according to Rabbi Shimon. We do have such halacha, and that's how the Ramah passes. Melechein. Also, that's a kishamos. You can't. A purse, a wallet, a pocketbook. Now, pocketbook might be different because women put everything but the kitchen sink into the pocketbook. So it's not miyuchad for money, but something is miyuchad for muksa. Also, tata kishamos, api shotsiamos, men and bodom, even though you took the money out before Shabbos. Elin can also buy maisa, unless you did a real maisa, some sort of activity, a maisa, an action. So the object should possibly in the mouth of a silk in the yichud, v'cheinogin. Unless you actually did something, I don't know, you undid the stitching, you did some maisa to show that this is no longer your wallet. Okay, now, let's say you finish your wallet, you got a new wallet, you're not planning on using it anymore, and you want to give it to the kids as a toy. Is that good enough? Maybe it is. I don't know. From here, it sounds like you need to do more than that, but I don't know. But certainly something that's normally used to hold muksa, even though the muksa is not there on Shabbos, you cannot use it on Shabbos, it is muksa. Miu, the Ramah wants to say, it's malacha is to house your muksa. Okay, but the Magen Avraham is not going to like that. V'chein, okay, let's stop here for a second. Okay, Mishra Yosef Katan Chafei. V'yesh Osher B'yichei L'kach. This is Ramah, Rabbi Natan, Taimo. D'ugriya Mishak Tim Shach T'Issa. This is worse. K'em V'shiyich D'Begelezeh. You set it aside specifically to hold your muksa. So Mistama Miyachi L'makom O'mak Mishalish Tamish V'tash Mishachet Jozeh. So, you know, the probably, if you set it aside to hold this thing, and you put this thing in it, or on it, so like, that's its purpose, and you're not going to use it for anything else. V'alkein, and therefore, dina k'muksa ma'achlas yisaron kis, high-level muksa, k'en kasa aposkim, v'kasa magen v'ram, v'fi zeh, afil tzach gufam k'mo aser, v'nishu b'tema al Ramah. So they question the Ramah, why is Ramah so lenient? He says it's only like a k'tishim ma'achlas yisar, and it's mutter tzach gufam k'mo. They say not like that. Okay, we're not done with this. Hold on. When the Ramah says it's mutter to talk gufo makoma, we have another Mishnah Berurah on the topic. Who disagrees with the Ramah and says it's a high level muksa. They hold to the sheet of zoo. According to this opinion, it is totally us. Ledina maskim is sefer El Yeraba. The El Yeraba ledina holds the avshak kis miuchad the most, even though this is your money belt and it's used to hold your money. So it really depends. Like we said, by a muksa machmas hisaron kis. If you're not bothered to use it for some other purpose, then it doesn't have the din of muksa machmas hisaron kis. It's very subjective and depends on the individual. Kol she'ein darko lahakpid laniach bo dvar acherim. If this is your wallet, it's for your money. But you know what? If you get a good dvar Torah and you wrote down some good notes, you'll fold it up and put it in your wallet also. So then, it's not just only for money. You'll put in the other things. Once you put in the other things, so then it doesn't have the status of muksa machmas hisaron kis, which is high level muksa. It becomes like a kisha malach to the iser and will be mutter tzarku from a kama. So kol she'ein darko lahakbe l'nir b'dvar macherim and nir b'cham muksa machmas hisaron kis rak kistam kisha malach to iser v'shari the tzarku v'tzarku makama v'chein hiskin b'sefer beis meir. So it depends how makbid you are on this, you know, money bet. If it's only money, you'll never put anything else on there. Okay, so then it's a high level thing. But if it's, you'll use it for other things as well. You'll use it to put your kids daf kesher and your you know, other important things that are not muksa. You got a new sefer, you put it on the bed also. Okay, so then even though it's really a money bed, but you will use it for other things. So it has the din of klisha machta iser and not muksa machlas iser and kis, and you'll be able to mut the tzarech gufo or makom.
What did he do? He didn't designate it?
You designate it for a money bed, but you're also willing to put other things on there. You get your kids daf kesher, you'll put it on your, yeah, it's your office. It's your money bed in your office, you put your money there, you put your business documents, which are just as much as money, and you'll put your, I take that back. You'll put a safer on the bed, you'll put your daf kesher on the bed. You're giving a shiur, you wrote notes, you put it on the bed, you put your notes on the bed. So once you're not afraid to use it for other things also, so then it only has the status of a klisha malach to l'iser, and then you could, if that would be the case, then you could use it for a heter pervit, tzarech gufo, if you needed it, if you didn't have the equivalent. It has the status of a klisha malach to l'iser, as opposed to muksa machmas chisaron kis. Okay, the rest of this Ramah is actually very important, but it's, you can't run through this stuff, so. Okay. We'll do it tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.